Penguin Random House Audio presents The Buried Giant by Kazuo Ishiguro. Read for you by David Horovitch. Part 1, Chapter 1. You would have searched a long time for the sort of winding lane or tranquil meadow for which England later became celebrated. There were instead miles of desolate, uncultivated land. Here and there, rough-hewn paths over craggy hills or bleak moorland. Most of the roads left by the Romans would by then have become broken or overgrown, often fading into wilderness. Icy fogs hung over rivers and marshes, serving all too well the ogres that were then still native to this land. The people who lived nearby, one wonders what desperation led them to settle in such gloomy spots, might well have feared these creatures, whose panting breaths could be heard long before their deformed figures emerged from the mist. But such monsters were not cause for astonishment. People then would have regarded them as everyday hazards, and in those days there was so much else to worry about. How to get food out of the hard ground, how not to run out of firewood, how to stop the sickness that could kill a dozen pigs in a single day and produce green rashes on the cheeks of children. In any case, ogres were not so bad, provided one did not provoke them. One had to accept that every so often, perhaps following some obscure dispute in their ranks, a creature would come blundering into a village in a terrible rage and, despite shouts and brandishings of weapons, rampage about, injuring anyone slow to move out of its path. Or that every so often an ogre might carry off a child into the mist. The people of the day had to be philosophical about such outrages.